Today is a new day, a bright new beginning. Each and every day is a new day, an opportunity to see divinity all around you, to feel that you are part and parcel of the divine manifestation of creation, that there is only the one infinite Brahma, the eternal one, embodying in all of creation, in your form and in all forms. So this idea of you is only a concept, a belief within the mind of the infinite. If you let go of that concept, that belief, what remains where you have been but that infinite one, the divine Brahma, the one eternal, infinite essence, is all that is, playing out in the dance of creation, the dance of birth, life, and death, creation, preservation, and destruction. In an endless cycle of vital life in all manner of forms, who are you but the embodiment, the dream in the mind of the great dreamer? Where you have thought you exist, is it not that divine one, the beloved of your heart, existing in the dance of you, even in the belief of you? If you let go of the idea of you, what remains? There is only the one. Pure, immortal, undefined, beyond understanding. The one eternal essence, always has been, is now, and always will be. In the dance of creation, there is both light and dark, joy and pain. In the realm of Dharma, creation moves towards the One. All beings move towards the unitary wholeness. But there are forces that pull human beings away from that love, which is the essence of all that is, that pull them away from that force of divine grace and love, pull them into greed, selfishness, territorialism, resentment, and pain. Such forces are active in the world today as wars break out and clashes of intent shatter the peace in people's lives, destroy people's lives. The situation in the Middle East has been brewing since the inception of Israel. This war has been going on silently, sometimes hot, sometimes cool, but always there. For there was a fundamental clash that continues to this day between the needs of those who settled after World War II to form Israel and the people who lived there prior to the formation of Israel on the land they inhabited. Because there were not great cities, because it was sparsely inhabited, it seemed the best place to find a home for those traumatized by the anguishes of the war and the brutalities of the Nazi forces. But it is true that brutality breeds suffering. And out of suffering comes anguish. And out of anguish comes resentment and fear. So that people are afraid that that horror will happen again. And in their fear, they become protective of themselves, defensive. The people of Palestine became the outcasts in their own land, as those displaced by the wars in Europe came to settle in the homeland of their ancestors. But it had not been their homeland for many, many ages. And those who lived there, that it was their homeland, became displaced. What is brewing now has been under the surface for many, many years. The desires of some to rid the land of their enemies, and thus oppression has found a place, and great human suffering is occurring today. While two forces fight, because both say it is their land and the other is an imposter. The unwillingness of both to live with each other, the bitterness of Palestinians has led to extremism and violence, for they see no other way to survive. The fear of Israelis that has come from their oppression in Europe has carried over them like a pallor, creating defensiveness and exclusiveness to their own religion and ways. Now the forces of reason on both sides have a back seat to those who would solve their problem by getting rid of their enemy, their competitor for the land. Bitter hate blooms on both sides, but one side is stronger than the other, so it is not an equal competition. There is a lack of balance, and Dharma has been lost, foregone by both sides. A bloodbath occurs, but due to the inequity of the power of both, one essentially trapped in a prison of 25 miles by 7, the other dominant and more powerful, more well-backed, carries out its hate, its fear, left from many years past, in a war in Europe. Now the fate of people hangs in the balance. Lives in modern Europe also destroyed. Ordinary people, their lives turned upside down by war. And now the ravages of war come into the living rooms of each and every person around the world. They are no longer hidden. It is a terrible time, a time of destructive forces. And the human suffering is very real. There is a need for a one-world government to stop such squabbles, to put an end to such quarrels, so that wars like this do not exist, so that people may enjoy this earth and may see God everywhere without feeling this terror and anguish. It is only the faith of the Palestinian people that holds them in this time, their faith in the divine, and that divine hand that comforts such people in such a time. And of those harmed in Israel, it is their faith, their connection to divinity that holds them in this time, while leaders face off against each other with anger, desire to stamp out the other. But the situation today is different than in the past, because there is an awareness by all people. The situation is brought to the very homes of every person on the planet, and people are struck. They are heartbroken by what they see. They are engaged with what they see in Ukraine, in Gaza. They see pain and suffering of ordinary people like themselves, whose lives have been destroyed by war. They see what war really is, what these hateful situations can do to human life and human society. And there is a tension in the world. Will these wars end here, or will they grow and grow? There are situations that are on the edge of explosion. Yet there is no world order. A thin peacekeeping United Nations that has no power whatsoever and can be run over by any government. But the will of the people will be carried out, and the will of the humanity on this planet is to stop these accursed wars. There is a shift taking place, and this turmoil is a part of that shift, a regression to something that will not work, that will not fit in the future of humanity, that has no place in the future of humanity. War will be outlawed. It will be banned, and there will be peacekeeping force that has power. The question is, how bad will it get before that peacekeeping force takes action? before there is a uniting in the planet to save the planet, to save the humanity. Sometimes it must be dark for the light to come forward and be seen. Illumining the darkness. The situation may seem grim. It has been grim many times in the humanity's history. But this time it is different. It is in the living room of everyone across the globe. The troubles of one people are the troubles of all. There will be change. But change comes with turmoil. It is not always clean and easy. Even in the darkest hours, those oppressed, they hold to the light of God. They hold to their faith to hold them through the trouble. So must you all hold to the Divine One and know that clouds cannot overcast the sun for very long. And when there is such trouble now, it is a sign of change. Change comes when there is need, and when the need for the change outweighs what has been in the past. Humanity is confused, distraught at this stage, not knowing the way, but the way will become clear, for a new dawn is there. It rises. The sun of the new age, the new subtlety of being is dawning. And as that light strikes the darkness and the darkness is seen, the horror of that darkness comes to light. There is polarization. But from that polarization, there will be synthesis. The light of the future illumines the darkness from the past until that darkness is healed and humanity moves to its new level of being, where there will be no war and this planet will function as a unitary whole. There will be peacekeeping and such atrocities will not be allowed. Now those with power and anger can do as they like, but this will not last. A new dawn comes. A new age rises. So in the darkest times, when you see in your own living room the horrors of war, remember, this too shall pass, and the infinite grace of the one eternal being will illumine the darkness and bring all to the light. Dharma will prevail in the world, and this darkness will pass and be banned forever. Remember this. Hold it through the turmoils and the struggles of humanity shifting, changing, growing. All right.